Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's a lovely sunny day, and I'm sitting in my garden with a cup of tea. That, obviously, is a dog. It's my Divvy Guy dog, Nile. Are you finished? Good. He's got a big ball that he plays with. He's only allowed it outside because it would mess the paintwork up and break things and all sorts. It's a big blue ball about the size of a football, but it's hollow and it's hard. The point being, he can't actually ever pick it up, but he always tries. He's been trying to do this for years. I've had it about 5 years now, and he just likes to try and pick it up, and he gets really angry with it. He's not really angry, because he paws it, and he tries to pick it up, and he's wagging his tail all the time, going, whoa, 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 as you just heard. And he pushes it all around the patio, and sometimes he can get it up the step onto the grass, but he often gets caught underneath things and in bushes. What are you doing? Nile. Anyway, he's had a quick game with that. And I'm sure if anyone hears it from the other side of a fence, they think he's really vicious. They probably think he's killing somebody. But all he's doing is being an idiot. Hello. Go and get your ball again. Go and get your ball. Go and get your ball. Where is it? Where's your ball? Where's your ball? Now he's running doys. He wants to get a toy. Oh, he's got his rings. Oh, that's the last thing I wanted. No, not your rings. Where? Go and find a ball so I can throw it for you. I don't want those rings. I haven't got the strength today. Well, I have. I just can't be bothered, to be honest. Where's one of your balls? Go and find a ball. Yeah. He's in a very lively mood, aren't you? I'm going to brush you in a minute. Anyway, I just quickly put the record button on when I heard him playing with his ball, just so you can hear what an idiot of a dog I've got. But that's his prerogative, to be an idiot in his free time, as long as he's not one when he's working. It's a lovely day. I don't really want to play with those. He's got a rubber ring, and then he's got another one. It's quite a good toy, actually. I think I got it in... No, I don't think I did get it in Pets at Home. I got it online. It might have been from Pets at Home. It's three, like the conventional rubber rings, but they're all linked together. So there's no danger of you getting your hand caught on it by accident if the dog tries to let go. Sometimes they let go and they try to re-grab it in a different position. It sometimes can be a bit dangerously near your hand, but you can't do that on this one because it... Well, he could, but he doesn't tend to, because there's three big rings linked together, and the chances of your hand coming into contact with his teeth is minimal. What you doing? What you doing? Where's your ball? I don't want that silly ring. Rings. He ran indoors, especially to get them, because that's his favourite thing, is to play tug of war. Well, he's sitting down next to me now. You're going to brush you in a minute. You need a brush. You need a brush, boy, don't you? You need a brush, boy. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Anyway, there's not anything else to report. I only put the audio on so that I could let you hear my dog being silly. My husband's home from work. One of my sons is at his dad's. The other one is at work. So in theory, it's peaceful here. In theory. Okay, talk soon.